This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have there and enjoy them for free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, a lot of them want to charge you for their websites. You'll find probably more for free on our site than they will charge you for. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as we continue here taking your phone calls. By the way, tonight, we've been talking about, on and off, I mean, you can go anywhere, but talking on, about regulations, specifically permits, etc. What brought all this about is there's a story in the news about how the Girl Scouts in, I guess, a town in Georgia were threatened with violence by the police if they did not stop selling their Girl Scout cookies. And so they went, and I guess the mayor got involved, stepped in, and saved the day by fast-tracking the permit process, and then threw them an ice cream party. Or was it a pizza party?
Pizza party. I'm sure there'll be some ice cream. It's a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
You once again said that the police threatened violence, and...
Not overtly, but that's what they do. I mean, they threaten people. I mean, because they didn't come up and ask them to stop. Oh, excuse me, girls, could you please just stop selling those Girl Scout cookies? That would be, you know, attempting to use persuasion, which, of course, would be completely, you know, peaceful. But no, the police come in, they say, all right, you need to pack it up. Go home, little girls. You don't have your permit. And so there's a threat of violence there in that if they didn't pack up and go home, they would be aggressed against by these police officers. These young girls would be arrested. They are perhaps cited. And if they didn't go home after they were cited.
They were on private property, I'd like to point out.
They had permission to be on the private property by the private property owner, but that's... You know, that's just an illusion. Nobody really owns their property,
yeah.
Do they?
You know, that's what it really boils down to. And I think that, you know, I think that a lot of people are really beginning to see it, that you don't own your property. Your property is owned by an oligopoly between banks and the government. The government tells you at every turn what you can and you can't do on your property. They tell you they're going to take it away from you if you don't pay your annual rent. Wait. They call that annual rent property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it might very well be a duck. I mean, the fact is the government has taken over the position as the feudal lord, and you're just the serf.
Well, in fact, one of our callers earlier tonight mentioned that he believed that the government was working towards making us into their subjects. And I meant to say, but I didn't, that we're already there. The police, if you listen to their radio traffic, go ahead, pull up any police scanner. They talk about the subject did this, the subject is in the lobby, the subject is, you know, I'm tracking the subject. They use the term subject. It's so obvious. And they treat you like you're their subjects. They certainly don't treat you like you're, or rather they are your servants. Again, you can dial in here, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill listening. Bill, where are you? Because I'm a little confused. Bill calling from ostensibly Idaho.
No, Elkhart, Indiana.
Oh, Elkhart, Indiana. Okay, very good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you had asked a question earlier in the show about when is enough enough.
Yeah.
The simple matter that is that when you have all the currency out like we have now, $14 trillion plus, and it all started back when Richard Nixon took money out of the Social Security accounts to fund the Vietnam conflict, and they never replaced the funds, and they've been borrowing and borrowing ever since. So what you have to do is you have to pay the teeter-totter. You have to balance that out. And all these taxes and all the fines, and you wouldn't believe the people that are involved in, you know, correctional facilities that pay $50 a day. And it adds up to the whole world economy is what's coming on now. It used to be tribal back in the early days, like when the founding fathers, you know, they started damming up the Mississippi, and I'm rambling, but the point is that enough is enough when they can reclaim all the currency and balance the system back out. There was only $800 billion in circulation when Richard Nixon took office, and that was backed against gold. They took it off and went to silver. But after that dissolved, and they went to just paper hundreds, they got away from all the $500 bills and $10,000 bills. You know, a physical pile of money takes up a large amount of space, and they can gauge how much money is out in the economy by how many safety deposit boxes there are throughout the country.
What?
Yeah. Oh, sure. You know, how many safety deposit box rentals are out. They can gauge how much
they
money...
They print the money. They can gauge how much money's out by how much they printed and how much they've collected back.
Yeah, right. But you have to understand there's a lot of money in circulation.
But that's not an accurate gauge of anything. Anything can be placed in a safe deposit box.
That's true. But, you know, that is how you a lot of the elderly in the world... Not in just in this country, but all throughout the world, have been squirreling money away for years, and a lot of it is U.S. currency. Like, look at all the money they found over in Saudi or in Iraq when they got Saddam's fake wall down in his house. He had like 30 cartons of, you know, aluminum cases of hundreds, and it was physical weight. It was physical size. In the old days, you could have $10,000, $50,000 bills that would only take up maybe a briefcase full, and it'd be the same thing.
And, you know, I sort of understand where you're coming from, but
hoarding American currency is a terrible idea these days, though.
Well, the thing is that that's the only currency in the world that's viable throughout the whole world. You can walk into any place with a $100 bill in your hand, and they know who you are and where you're going.
Yeah. I get that. I don't think it's much longer. I think that
it's the only one. It's
today.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, but the days are numbered for the U.S. dollar as more countries are looking at dropping it as a standard. Look, I'm still a little confused as to your answer to the question.
They have to reclaim all the money that they put out because there's nothing back in it, see? They have to get enough taxes and enough revenue flowing to keep that moving.
I get it. I understand that the money is fiat, meaning that they're creating it from thin air, that they're just arbitrarily printing money out. But what does that have to do with it being enough is enough? I'm a little confused on that.
Well, you're never going to have satisfaction where everybody's happy when you're in a secular society like we are today. Back in the days when there was tribal work, when you worked for the company, for the society, or for the tribal environment, you lived there your whole life and you dedicated your whole being to that. Now everybody's secular, doing their own little thing. They are. They're like one family group, and families are smaller. They lock their doors at night. They go from here, point A to point B. A lot of people go through life with blinders on. They never really see the real possibilities. You know, it's an infinite amount of possibilities in the world. If you don't want to participate, join a commune.
You're saying things that I find generally agreeable, but it doesn't. Mark, have you felt like your question has been answered?
It seems like they're disjointed. You know,
yeah.
When enough is enough. You're right. They pry into your everyday lives, and you wouldn't believe, like I said earlier, the people that are in the system with ankle bracelets on going around to go into work still because they have to keep the society moving. If you put everybody in jail, you'll have a stagnant society.
True, you can't extract from people their wealth as effectively if they're in jail.
So by having so many people in the system that are not participating in the positive cash flow of it, they
have to... Your question is, when is enough enough for you personally or for society?
For the world as a whole. You know, you've got everything so intertwined now that, you know, the money's so far out, you can't reclaim it all. You know, they're taking money out of the country.
Maybe I'm confused. I'm not sure, Mark, what question you're asking. Are you asking when is enough enough for you as an individual, for Bill in Elkhart? Or are you asking when is enough enough for... Hold on, Bill. I'm not talking to you. I'm asking Mark to clarify the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is the question you're trying to ask? Because it doesn't seem like he's got it.
The question I basically was asking was, for each individual, how big and how intrusive is enough for the government? And I wanted them, sort of as a rhetorical question, to answer that for themselves. Do you understand now, Bill?
I do. Okay. And I was trying to attempt to answer it for myself in a generalized fashion that it's such
Is it enough now for you, Bill? I mean, have you reached that point?
Well, you know, I've started to pull back out of the society. I do my own thing. I 30 years automobile mechanic, you know, have my own customer base. Don't really pay my taxes. Last year I paid $1,800 in unemployment, Social Security retirement for the Social Security, you know, unemployment tax.
And you should stop paying that. I don't pay the Social Security tax.
If you want to be in business for yourself in the United States of America, you have to pay that.
I'm in business for myself. I don't pay Social Security.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I like what he said about there being infinite possibilities. I agree with that.
Never heard of anybody going to jail for not paying Social Security taxes.
I never heard of that either. In fact,
I've seen a piece of paper. Now, admittedly, I don't have any. I cannot show this to you.
You did not receive it personally.
Right. I've seen a piece of paper that somebody received from the Social Security office, and I believe it was in Atlanta, Georgia, down in Sarasota, Florida, that said that he and his small business didn't have to pay, and basically it alluded that no
voluntary.
One would.
Yeah. It's 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
How does cruise to Bermuda sound right now? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, excuse me, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate. But it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a heck of a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. It's the deadline's March the 1st. You can reserve your berth as low as $654, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. You do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. Those rooms are going fast. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right. We continue here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to the phones and the fun and talk to Blake listening in Florida. Tallahassee's WFLA-FM. Hello, Blake.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to share some information that's been repressed by our mafia, I mean government. The USDA for a long time has tried to discredit homeopathic medicine, mainly because it takes away from the profits of the pharmaceutical company, which funds the politicians both personally and politically, not to mention it drives the tax engine in this country. But
now, let me see if I can understand correctly what homeopathic remedies are, or so we can explain for our listeners, because I may be misunderstanding, so correct me if I'm wrong. It's my understanding that homeopathic remedies are mostly, nothing.
Water and sugar pills.
Yeah, water, and that essentially they've got a fraction of 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 some sort of
vibrating piece of
active ingredient.
Maybe homeopathic remedies is not the right word. I was calling specifically regarding a cancer treatment known as Gerson therapy, which is actually illegal in the States.
What is that?
They go to Mexico. There's actually a new hospital in Japan that has had a very high success rate curing cancer with this. Or maybe I shouldn't use the word cure. These people, the cancer's gone from them when they leave the hospital.
Would you call this an alternative treatment, a natural therapy of some sort?
Yes. Absolutely.
What does it involve? What is the process?
Well, basically, it's a change in diet, a detoxification. It's a multi-step process, and there's books and all sorts of information out there. If you Google Gerson therapy, you'll see all sorts of stuff popping up there. But basically, it's like juicing with organic vegetables like 13 times a day and different types of enemas. And, you know, a lot of people...
Hey!
Yeah, I know that's kind of weird, but, you know, and that's usually when the American Cancer Society talks about it, that's the first thing they talk about, because most people are like, oh, enema's weird, gross, that's a hack. Those people are crazy. But if you go out there and see the people that are being cured, you know that people are dying needlessly.
Right, and that's really the point here, is what we're talking about is treatment for cancer. So,
right. Why should it be illegal?
Right. If the treatment for cancer killed you in 2 years, but you're going to die of cancer in one, I mean, what's the problem here? Yeah. I think that these treatments should be available. I don't care. I don't care if they include hang gliders and a stripper wrapped in Crisco. I don't care. Whatever anybody wants for their cancer treatment, they should be able to get it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not infringing on anybody's rights. You know,
absolutely.
I want to set up one of these things.
For the call tonight, I certainly appreciate hearing from you. Board up, can you hit that button? Because there's a problem over here. Hopefully you could.
You.
He did it.
You.
Good man. Oh, well, he was very, very passionate, the last caller, and he got a little too passionate and dropped the S-bomb. So.
Yeah, sometimes when people get passionate, they drop the S-bomb.
Well, and this is a passionate issue. I mean, we're talking about human beings and their health and what they're allowed to consume and what they aren't. Clearly, the medical establishment is buddy-buddy with the federal government. And they get all kinds of laws passed that make it very difficult for people offering alternative therapies to compete. And maybe some of the alternative therapies are total bunk. I believe that is true. But I also believe a bunch of the official therapies are bunk as well.
What was it? Tens of thousands of people die every year taking prescription drugs as they're prescribed to take them. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that somebody taking, doing enemas and juice treatments 14 times a day, is going to be, what's the big deal?
Right. Whatever works. I mean, if somebody says it's worked for them, who am I to doubt their claim? But then again, the placebo effect is a very powerful, very real thing. Of course, for those that don't know, the placebo effect is when you are testing a new pill, for instance, you give somebody a placebo when you're doing a double-blind study, proper scientific study. You give them a placebo, you give other people nothing, you give the third group the actual pill of the product that's being tested.
Wait 18 years.
Yeah, and
die in the process while the FCC waits for allows.
I was just talking about in general testing, scientific process, and you're double-blind. So you have the placebo to make it so that people think they're getting that pill, and then you compare the placebo's results to the actual pill's results, and you see, are they different or are they the same? In which case, you want your pill to be more effective than the placebo, because some people will take a placebo, they're told it's the real thing, and the fact that they believe in it is enough for them to get better. So really, I think that there's some amazing concepts out there that really show that the power of your mind is a huge factor. The placebo, I think, being the placebo effect being a major evidence of that. So if you believe you're going to get better, then there's a better chance that you actually will get better, which is some of the reason why they train ambulance technicians, EMTs, to not say things like, oh man, he's gonna die. even if you're out unconscious, they're not supposed to say those things, because you could hear them and your brain could internalize them and think, oh man, I'm not gonna make it. I might as well just give up. Whereas if you're hearing things like, looks like he's gonna make it, that could actually prompt your body and yourself into healing itself to the point where, or being staying alive enough to the point where you could be rescued.
Well, for one, shock is a huge issue when you're dealing with EMTs. So obviously, your mind plays a big role in that.
But the FDA is a major hindrance to having a real free marketplace in medical technology and treatments, and actually getting to vet these things, because a lot of these natural remedies. He used the term homeopathy. It's incorrect. That is one type of alternative remedy, and
which
it's pretty
people
questionable.
Should be free to use.
Sure, they should be free to use it, but it's probably nothing more than a placebo. But nonetheless, there's all these alternative technologies out there and treatments and therapies that you cannot. There's so many rules that are placed upon them. Whether you can sell it or not is one question. That's what he was talking about. He claimed this treatment was Gerson's treatment was completely illegal. But in many other cases, you can sell these alternative therapies. You just can't make a claim about them. You can't say that this cures XYZ. You can't do that. They'll send an armed goon squad, FDA cops, basically, into like a natural remedy store that dares to make a claim about one of the products that they're selling.
Or that they have raw milk.
There's that, too. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and you should be free to put whatever you want in your bodies and make claims about them, and let the market decide what's the truth. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can punch up m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to the live streams as well as the podcast. Once again, that's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information to sign up to receive updates and reminders. Graduates have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Economist, Cato Institute, and more. libertarianinternships.com.
We continue. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Alan is listening to KBCT-FM in Waco, Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I might be wrong, but I've been listening to this gay marriage thing going on and this union movements and the Republicans and whatnot, and something scares me out of all of it. The Democrats have been pumping a lot of money into the unions and whatnot, and the Democrats are also pushing gay marriages and gays in the military, and now Barack Obama had something to say about
I'm sorry, but
let him finish his statement.
But he had something to say about the gays in the military last week. And what scares me most of all is these union teachers once they start teaching our kids and our grandchildren in school that being gay is acceptable, when they get out of school, they'll be brainwashed to vote for the Democrats because they've been taught in school over the years that being gay is acceptable.
Okay, two points, sir. One, that I think that the government should get out of education, and I think that you should be free to send your kids to whatever school you want to, teach them whatever, you know, indoctrination that you're interested in. I think government schools are awful, and they're doing real damage to people.
And they do indoctrinate people.
But not because of any sort of teaching of tolerance for gay people. What's the problem with gay people, sir?
Well, what I guess what I'm getting at is it's not the problem with gay people, and it's like you say the politicians shouldn't put their nose in it, but they're using that as a pry bar for people to vote for the Democrats. Because when the Democrats are pushing gays in the military, gay marriages, there's big electoral states that have switched over, that it's legalized, and now they're approaching these unionized teachers that are teaching our kids in school that gay, being gay and lesbian and whatnot is proper. And then when they get out of school, they rationalize that. And who are they going to vote for? The Republicans are against it.
Wait a minute.
The Democrats are for it.
So you're saying that because... Let me see if I'm clear on this.
Let me finish one thing here. It's like our socialized health care. None of our Republicans walked out of the White House and stonewalled it like they're doing right now.
Let me see if I'm clear on something here. Hold on one moment. I just want to make sure I understand. So you're saying that you believe that young people will be indoctrinated to believe that gay people are okay in these government schools, and that they'll be taught that Democrats like gay people, and that therefore they'll vote for Democrats because Republicans don't like gay people?
Well, it's not saying Republicans don't like gay people, but Republicans don't want gays in the military.
Well,
they don't want gay marriages.
The Republicans
are intolerant towards
gays. Couldn't Republicans get out in front of this parade?
They're more than tolerant. Our last vice president's daughter is a lesbian. But I guess what scares me the most is they don't have to bring that stuff into school and teach young children and high schoolers about that in sex education classes. And then when they get out of school, they're going to lean one way because the other party's for it and the other party's against it.
I think that much is true. That's a reality. Like what you're saying is true.
Why did Barack Obama bring that up last week when this thing is going on in Wisconsin? Because the Republicans are going after these. I've been listening to your program all evening, and all these government restrictions. Where do these restrictions come from?
The Republicans and Democrats, sir.
The state. And the federal government.
They're run by Republicans and Democrats at all levels. Mark, you had a question for him, I think.
Well, you know, couldn't the Republicans get out in front of this issue and sort of, you know, say, hey, we like gay people, too. I mean, there is the log cabin Republicans. Republicans can say, hey, we want equality for all Americans in all way. Instead of pandering to their, you know, to their one, you know, one part of their base, the social conservatives, and saying, yeah, we don't like those gay people either. They could actually pander towards gays and then, hey, you know, then they could not lose them to the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, but I guess what worries me is, you know... And
so you agree with that? I just want to make sure. You said, yeah, so you agree with Mark's statement that the Republicans should embrace the idea of that gay people are equals, that they're human beings, too, and that
it's
on track to live
with people. They can be as equal as all they want.
So they should be able to contract to live together and have a marriage, right?
Yeah, but they should.
Just want to make sure you're clear. So they should. Gay people should be able to contract to live together and be married. Yes.
I don't see them being married because marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, who are you?
That'll always be that way.
Well,
two men can't have kids.
Well, actually,
two men can't have kids. Two women can't have kids.
So evidently, to do with evidently that adopt. Can they love each other? Can they love each other? Can they commit? Can they commit to being together?
You know, they can do whatever they want.
You're saying they can't have a marriage, sir. So can they do whatever they want or not?
The whole subject here, though, our own president last week...
He's not my president.
Subject up. Yep, but he brought that subject right up in the middle of this conflict that's going on in Wisconsin. And what bothers me is the Democrats are funding these labor unions, the public unions.
What bothers me is that you're paying taxes.
Yes, I'm paying them to teach my kids how to be gay in school.
You?
So when they get out of school, they might vote for them clowns.
Doesn't that upset you? Why don't you stop paying taxes then? Why don't you stop paying taxes?
You know, I served in the military for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I love this country, but I just can't see how. And you look at our industries have been shut down by
Thank you for the call tonight.
Regulation.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here.
I don't think that the government should be involved in schools. I don't think the government should be involved in people's lives as far as with whom you wish to contract to live with for the rest of your life, whether or not you can procreate physically. Does that mean the sterile people shouldn't be able to live together? I get kind of where he's coming from, but the Republicans really, he's making sort of a point that I've made is the Republicans put themselves in a box here. I know it's unfortunate. I'm a registered Republican. I'm telling you this. The fact is, gay people know which party wants to see them be able to contract to live together and which one doesn't. Black people know which party the KKK members vote for and which one they don't. And the Hispanic people know which party wants to keep their family and friends across the border and unable to earn a living for their family and friends, and which one doesn't.
Well, whether they're right about that or not is another question. The Democrats supporting immigration laws, too.
Indeed, but I'm just saying the Republicans have a real opportunity to grow their base.
They seem to be very exclusive,
don't they? By dropping a lot of these social conservative issues where they want to institute morality on people's lives.
Yeah.
They want to tell them, they want to exclude folks, and, I'm not saying I believe any of these things. I'm just saying that that's what those folks think.
Let's talk to Mike in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Mike. Mike in West Virginia? Do we have Mike? Go once.
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I was just calling. Actually, you're just on the point I was calling about on public education. My wife is a teacher in Indiana, and we're going through the same kind of turmoil with the Republican governor and state house that they are in Wisconsin. And I guess my thought on it is that, they've never had a real problem with collective bargaining in Indiana. I think this has become something that the Republican governors got together because all of a sudden it hit all of these states, all run by Republicans, and it seems like it's trying to find an indirect cure for a problem that goes to a bigger picture. Their complaints are about the public schools in Indiana, like most states, but I think what's being ignored here and I've subbed for a couple of years, so I know what the schools are like. And I can tell you, if I gave you second-rate materials to build a car, how good of a car would you make?
Not a very good one.
Well, how about the materials not be stolen in the first place? That's the real issue with the government schools, is they're extorting money from people at the threat of violence, at the threat of losing their homes, and then they're giving that money to the government indoctrination system. And I think that ideally we should just be able to keep the money we earn and then send our kids wherever we want. That way you and your wife can have jobs in the competitive marketplace instead of a violent monopoly. I thank you for the call. More coming up.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts. If you make the call now to 1-800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You want to learn how to promote the show? You can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find everything from web banners to graphics that you can use to make your own graphics with. You can also download flyers, which you can print out and then distribute at your leisure to let people know about Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that stuff as we go to the phones and your calls. Alex listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Alex. Alex in Ithaca, going once. Alex.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Hello.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir.
I had some questions about Pork Fest, actually, if you guys could give me some answers.
Sure, the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up this June, the 20th through the 26th. Lots of details at porkfest.com. I know they're going to launch a new website soon, which is pretty pretty snazzy. I've seen the beta pictures from it. What are your questions?
P-R-O-C-F-E-S-T.
You misspelled that. That's P-O-R-C, as in pork.
That's
you said P-R-O-C. Pork Fest, as in porcupine. Anyway, porkfest.com. Go ahead with your thoughts, questions.
Anyway, I've got some friends that are actually driving up from Florida, and they're kind of strapped for cash, and they're wondering what, like, the food situation is like, and I've got some general questions about how, like, the camp layout is, and, I mean, I've just never really gotten a good idea of what exactly the layout is there.
Well, the food situation significantly changed as of last year. It was last year that people started showing up and cooking on their own and selling their wares, essentially. There were different places that were cooking. Savannah Last Biscuit was there selling Southern cooking. There was George's Famous Baklava there, and he was selling gyros. There was Our Food, Your Gullet, which I unfortunately did not get around to eating. I will try some of theirs this year. They're coming back. And so there were different vendors that were set up. I would consider them very affordable, Mark. I mean, you ate some of it, right? So, I mean, it's the individuals that are coming and providing the food. There is, I guess, you know, a grocery store down the road. If you want to go and get your own stuff, you can certainly do that. And
have a restaurant on site.
Right, have your own camp food. The restaurant's limited breakfast hours, as I understand it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so...
Cool.
Cool. So, yeah, make your own food or buy food from others. You know, that's how that works. What was the other question?
The layout of the camp is going to be really difficult to explain on the radio.
Rogers Campground.
Probably should go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know if the map is up yet there, but you can certainly go to Rogers Campground's website and find a full map of the campground there.
Cool. Is the entire event on the premises of Rogers Campground, or
correct.
Is it elsewhere?
Yeah, all of the event takes place at Rogers Campground. There may be some sort of excursions, like, for instance, during the week. One of the popular things about the Porcupine Freedom Festival is it gives people the opportunity not only to meet up with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, but also to travel around New Hampshire on bus tours and kind of see the rest of the state, tour through places like the Seacoast area, Manchester, Keene. So those are being organized, I think, as we speak, and I'm sure the details will be released over at porkfest.com when the time is right. So if you're there throughout the entire week, so from the 20th through the 26th, it's usually during the week that those bus tours happen. So it's an excuse to kind of go and see the rest of the state.
Excellent. Sounds like fun.
Great. Hey, thanks. Look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Again, porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue, we've got Don listening in Michigan. Don, where are you at, or how are you listening to the show tonight? Do we have Don in Michigan? Don?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, how are you listening to the show tonight?
On the radio. I listen to it all the time, every Saturday night.
Excellent, sir. What's
got
on your mind
show.
Tonight?
Anyway, the caller, two calls back, I think he was talking about herbal medicine, herbal mm-hmm. remedies.
Yeah.
He was talking about herbal and minerals. And it's not a cure, it's a remedy, that's what they call it, but mm-hmm. that's about what that is. And it's getting to be the latest thing, and if you get on the Internet, look up Royal Rife, it's R-O-Y-A-L-R-I-F-E, this will be www.com, you'll get your eyes open to this thing. It's really...
This is the thing where you vibrate at a certain frequency and it allegedly eliminates disease?
It does, it works.
Have you tried it personally?
Yes, I have.
What's your story?
Well, I had a mole on my back, and the thing is in front of you, this radio frequency generator, and I said 1 hour. I hit the button 1 hour, and the next day the thing fell off.
That's incredible.
It was about as big around as maybe a little bigger than your little fingernail, stuck up about an eighth of an inch. No surgery, nothing. It fell right off of there.
Incredible.
So I'm going to do there's other remedies on the Internet, on the program, and... I tried another one. It was I had a tumor on my kidney. It was a 2 months program. Every other day, you use this thing, and I went back and had an MRI, and the tumor was gone.
Whatever works, man.
I ain't kidding you.
Yep, I believe.
Get on the Internet, take a look. You'll learn.
I'm not doubting you, man. Thank you for the call.
I'm looking at some pictures of him right now.
I appreciate hearing from you, moles, or the Rife thing.
Yeah, the Rife thing.
Okay.
Many of them look to be very old pictures, like you would, I don't know, mad scientist kind of things. But I'm sure, you know, whatever.
If it works,
I'm not going to discount the guy's experience.
No, I wouldn't either. Not for a moment. And I think it's sad that, the medical industry is so in bed with the government to where they're getting favors being done for them over and above what is happening or what you can do if you're selling these alternative therapies or these alternative remedies. Let's continue and talk to Don, listening in Myrtle Beach, WRNN. Hello, Don. Don, in Myrtle Beach, listening
yes,
to WRNN. There you are. What is it you say? It's John?
It's John.
All right, John, go ahead with your thoughts.
Like John Holmes.
My bad.
Yeah. Look, man, you know what? On 8 out of 10 things, I agree with you on, like gun rights and accountability and the welfare system. And I am just as anti-big government as probably more than you and the other guy.
I can't imagine.
It you just don't even know. We could sit at the Waffle House for about 28 hours, go through 60 waffles, and I'll guarantee you, you're going to think I'm your twin just about 40 pounds heavier.
I agree. Anyway. I agree with that part. I'm just saying that it's not possible to be more anti-government than my partner.
Yeah, I'm not anti-big government. I'm anti all coercive government.
But go ahead, please. We've only got a few moments.
This is where it's going to turn ugly, okay? Mm-hmm. People will not police themselves in a good manner. It's just human nature. We live in a country that has to be, overall, a country of laws. It has to have a culture, and it has to have borders, period. Hospitals are going out of business
business, period, because of illegal aliens sucking up free medical.
Wait a second, John. That's not the illegal aliens' fault.
That's the
politicians that passed the law that forced the hospitals to provide them with service without getting paid for it.
I agree with you 100%.
So, let's back up just a second here. I'm willing to trade you, John, all the big government programs out there for just some cops to keep law and order. But don't think for a second that those cops are going to be to make this a nation of laws. That's not what happens. You know as well as I do that those cops aren't going to charge their wives with speeding tickets if they catch them. They're not going to charge their buddies with speeding tickets. They're not going to charge the judges. They're not going to charge the mayor. And it just goes on and on. So the idea that we have that there could be such a thing as a nation of laws is really quite patent.
Run by men, right?
It's a nation of men every time. It doesn't matter whether it's Gaddafi or whether it's Barack Obama. It's a nation of men.
And in addition, it's not to
be... Secondly, we wouldn't need borders if it wasn't for all the freebies that the government gives away to people to bring essentially the stray cats across the border who want a free ride. If you didn't, it's the government's fault in that circumstance.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, but that's because the government has chosen not to enforce the basic immigration laws.
No.
Okay.
Are they not enforcing the drug laws? Wait a minute.
Yes,
are they not enforcing the drug laws?
Yes, they're enforcing what helps them. That's the point I'm trying to make.
No. Hold on a second. If they are enforcing the drug laws, then that should mean that there would be a lesser amount of drugs, right? That there would be some sort of an effect on the use of drugs and the demand for them, right?
Look, if there was a law that says, okay, it's a felony to have sex with a fat woman, okay?
Uh-huh.
There would probably be just as much enforcement on that, but better success, because nobody really in real life in public wants to have sex with a fat woman.
I have no idea where this is going.
You might be surprised.
There's some blood out there to be had,
now,
John.
I wish we had more time. John, I wish we had more time to dig into this with you. Unfortunately, we're right up at the very end of the program. But if you would, give us a call back Monday night right at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and we'd be happy. Yeah, we would be happy to dig into all these issues with you at that time, and I thank you for the call tonight. I want to make sure we get Brian in here before the end of the program, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Brian. Brian in West Virginia. Hey, Brian, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say a few comments about sort of what's going on in Wisconsin.
Pick one comment, because you've got about 20 seconds.
Well, I say similar. You know, we have a lot of unfunded pension liability, and I think if you transition these people into more of a 401k type plan, you could pay a higher base salary, allow a more personal responsibility for the individual to make contributions as they see fit, and then take the responsibility off government and the state.
It's the solution, the only solution that's really going to work in today's sort of environment, John.
I wish we had more time, but we don't for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Internet Edition with our co-hosts at freetalklive.com. And Mark and I will be back Monday night, so join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And have a super weekend.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.